Exercise is just give very good experience about our geographical and climatical situation, and the soldiers will be more ready for such situations if sometimes we will need some assistance to fight against possible aggressor.
And what would you like to see happening over this year? Do you feel reassured enough as part of NATO? Would you like to see more action?
We still continue negotiations in NATO, because in World Summit we made a lot of decisions, especially about readiness action plan, and now NATO defense ministers time to time have meetings, and we discuss and make new decisions how we will implement World Summit government leaders decisions in real life. And we still negotiate about higher presence of NATO in the region, about prepositioning, about enforce enablers, and so on. And it's a question for June ministerial meeting. It means that we still continue to prepare next decisions.
Minister, thank you very much.
One question, if I may.
Yes.
This today is what we might call a conventional training exercise.
Yes.
But if we're facing this hybrid war threat now, do we need to overhaul training programs to take that into account?
Of course, we are dealing with this hybrid war elements, but of course, conventional part is one of the last one probably in a hybrid war. But when we speak about the first stages, like informational campaigns, like strong presence of our neighboring armed forces near our borders, of course we are dealing with such issues. We try to find a ways how we will react to propaganda,
yeah,
against our country, against decisions that is taken by our government or NATO or European Union. And of course we are all the time monitoring the situation near our borders. Mm-hmm. It means that we are trying ourselves find a ways how we can react against some steps of hybrid war. But in the same time we are discussing in the European Union about changing the Europe security strategy, and we need to establish a special chapter in this strategy about hybrid wars, how we recognize hybrid wars, how we will react in EU, and of course what good measures we will take against.
And the last week or so, a lot of people have been saying, you know, the Baltics face a very clear and present danger or an imminent threat from Russia. Is that helpful for you, or does it risk making everything a little bit too dramatic?
From one side, these feelings we have for many years, and before last year, nobody believes our information that we have quite aggressive neighbor. Now everybody understood after the Crimea and Ukraine that we really have a country with aggressive attitude and who wants to change security state in Europe. From one side, we can say, yes, it's quite dangerous, but the risks of military aggressions is still low. We are all the time monitoring the situation. But in the same time, we are doing a lot of measures to be ready for different crisis situation. We are strengthening our armed forces. We are discussing and implementing in reality the higher visible presence of NATO forces in the region. We train together, we have exercises together. We will establish this year NATO force integration unit in 6 countries, including Latvia. It means we are doing many things to be ready for any possible scenarios. I think it is an answer that we must be ready for any scenarios.
And finally, we are doing so. And finally, you're not tempted to have a swim yourself today?
No, but I have experience for diving during the winter time in Latvia under the the ice, and I have
one time is enough.
I had already experience. Of course, it's. Really interesting, but it's not so funny, of course.